You want a drink?
Yeah, sure, White Russian.
There's a special rung in hell reserved for people who waste good scotch.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
Try the wine.
You slip me a bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice.
It comes in pints?
Oh,
I'm getting one.
A drink, and I know things.
Welcome back to episode 17 of Ruminations. I'm Steve. I'm here with Chris. I don't know why we introduce ourselves, because the only people that ever listen to this are people that know us. But this is actually the second time we're recording this episode. Last time we recorded it outside while smoking hookah, and I gave up editing it. So we talked about what we're going to talk about today, but before the show is aired. So by the time I edited them, the shows would have ended, so we're just re-recording everything now.
Right.
So, Chris, would you like to explain to everyone what we're going to be talking about?
Well, and the proto-episodes, was 17?
Episode 17, yeah.
Thank you. The proto-episode 17, we talked about our summer vacations. So if you want,
right.
We could quickly mention it, and then I don't want to, like...
Yeah, we could talk about
belabor
that a bit.
It, but, so you went on your
honeymoon. Well, first say what we're going to talk about.
I'm getting near to you. You know what? Here, I'll appease you. We're going to talk about Rings of Power, Amazon Prime's Rings of Power, and HBO's House of the Dragon.
Which are both prequels to...
So there's two fantasy shows coming out at the exact same time.
They came out already. They just ended. We are recording this after the episodes
have
aired. You said they are coming out.
Well, yeah, but I'm speaking like, I don't know, it's like a figure of speech. Like I could say, Game of Thrones and, I don't know, what was the show that came out at the same time as Game of Thrones?
Silicon Valley?
Yeah, Game of Thrones and Silicon Valley, two shows coming out at the same time.
Okay, all right.
It makes sense, Steve.
Okay.
Completely fuck off. Okay. Anyway, I was interrupted. Rings of Power, Amazon Prime's Rings of Power, and House of the Dragon, shows that came out at the exact same time. So two fantasy shows, both prequels to their original, movie/film iteration, and I don't want to compare the two, but since they are both two fantasy shows coming out at the exact same time,
the entire
it's kind
world
of hard to not compare them,
even though
they're apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Frank,
the entire world has compared the two
right.
shows
and
since
I
aired,
and I understand why. I just don't think it's actually a fair comparison.
No,
but,
and
we'll
definitely come back to that.
Yeah.
All right, so thank you for explaining to everyone what we're going to be talking about. So,
by the way, years ago, they called Steve Captain Grammar. And I wasn't one of those people, because this was before my time, before Steve's...
Before time
life.
Itself existed.
Exactly, before eons, before BC, before Christ. yeah, so that little spat was Captain Grammar coming out, age 30.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can...
So anyway, so this summer, we had a few life-changing events. I got married, Chris turned 30, and I went to Jamaica for my honeymoon, and Chris went to Egypt, because he's an adventurous soul. So in our previous iteration of this episode, we talked about these two trips. We'd much rather talk about the two shows we just watched. Jamaica was fun. I drank a lot of rum. Yeah.
The beach.
I did go to the beach. I did not get sunburned, which is a miracle. I also refused to spend $26 on a single bottle of sunscreen at the resort convenience store, because that was ridiculous. So I was banking on burning, because I refused to spend the extra money. But I didn't.
Yay.
So
Stevie didn't burn.
How was Egypt?
It was good. I went to Egypt for 2 weeks in July, the hottest month of the year in Egypt, and it was a tour, so we went all over the country. I think in 2 weeks I was on 6 flights and 5 airports, an overnight boat, an overnight train. So I was like on every mode of transportation. But yeah, we went to the pyramids and Karnak and Alexandria and Aswan and Luxor, and I too was at a beach resort for 2 nights, but it was on the Red Sea, which was nice. I wish we got to spend a little more time there, but that's my Red Sea, that's my beach resort.
And you also had rum in Egypt.
Yeah, I had...
This is ruminations, we have to talk about
rum. Yeah, I had the worst rum I think I've ever... that has ever come through my mouth in Egypt. It was awful, because since Egypt's a Muslim country, the access to liquor is very limited. So, like, you can get it. There's liquor stores, but it's frowned upon for Egyptians to go there. It's really for tourists. There's no bars. And then all the spirits, like whiskey, rum, I don't know if they ever had tequila, but like vodka, they're all made by the exact same company. I guess it was an Egyptian company. It was awful. But yeah. But anyway, so that was my summer.
Well, before we move on, what was your favorite thing in Egypt? Cuz I know that was a question we asked in the secret episode.
It's gonna sound basic, but my favorite was the pyramids. And I'll say everyone else on my tour disagreed with me. They all liked, I think they liked temples in Luxor and Aswan more. I liked them too, but I was thoroughly impressed by the pyramids.
And you
their
did
size,
that
size, they're going in them.
You did the pyramids early. It was
yeah,
like
it
your
was
second
like
day, right?
Day two. Yeah, day two. So,
and so
I
peaked.
Yeah, I think I liked the pyramids, I liked Karnak, and I liked the Valley of the Kings the most. Valley of the Sith Lords. I did say this in Proto episode 17, that when going to the Valley of the Kings, I was more excited because Korriban was based on it.
Right.
Than the fact that it was Egyptian. But for you non-Star Warsy nerds, Korriban is the Sith planet from the EU.
Now it's been renamed Moriban.
Moriban, which is stupid, but I still refer to it as Korriban.
Yeah.
Like even,
and you haven't
from the hotel, I could see the Valley of the Kings, and I was like, "Ooh, there's Korriban."
And you haven't even played Coder.
I know, but I know some things about Coder.
Yeah. I'm trying to think back on the other stuff we talked about. We talked about, I think, Obi-Wan a little bit. And I think we talked about Top Gun Maverick. Like, these are just things we watched
yeah.
over the summer. But we both like Top Gun. I think
yeah,
you liked Obi-Wan
I love
more
Top
than
Gun.
I did.
I really liked Obi-Wan.
I really liked the final episode.
See, I was into it the whole way through.
I really wish it was a movie.
However, so the new Star Wars show, Andor. Oh my god.
Yeah, so that's a show that's still going on. And
Is it still going on? So
is,
I think
yeah.
I watched 3 episodes, and I was like, I can't do this.
I just watched the first episode. I people have told me that it's good. And they said if you like Rogue One, you'll like this.
Yeah, well, that was not... I mean, I haven't seen all of it, but that
yeah.
was not my experience.
Maybe we'll watch it and then finally have our Star Wars
Maybe.
Episodes.
Yeah.
Frankly.
There's always a new goalpost to move. But I'll say the last episode of Andor that I saw was, I say, the Star Wars equivalent of C-SPAN. Like, it was so dull. I've never seen Star Wars content that dull.
I like
dull.
C-SPAN, though.
Well, that's weird, but then maybe you'll like Andor because it was awful. I was like, oh my god. It's like, what's his name? Stellan Skarsgård and meeting with Mon Mothma, and they're like, she's shopping at his store, and they're giving her, and he's, but they're like really meeting because they're rebels, and then they go to this like police meeting, and they're like, oh my god, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm gonna sound ignorant because I only saw the first episode, but
the first episode
my wife and
the
I
best.
Watched it, and we were were thinking, is the whole show going to be him hiding from the fact that he murdered these two random hoodlums?
I don't think the murders matter. It wasn't relevant to the rest of the... I don't remember. Maybe I'm very wrong.
I just saw something the other day that Rian Johnson wanted to have basically Office Space set on Snoke's ship with all these First Order troops. I almost said Imperial troops. But First Order officers, like pencil pushers, like the accounting department. And it apparently got cut from The Last Jedi, but then they kind of took it and used it in Andor. I don't think I got to that part in Andor, but apparently there's a whole bunch of like bureaucracy in Andor.
Well, the C-SPAN episode was definitely a little more bureaucratic, but not Office Space.
But my point is, it's just like people with desk jobs.
Oh, yeah. It was like, who cares?
Well, my wife and I are watching The Crown now. Once we're finished with that, maybe we'll watch Andor, or maybe we'll watch something better. We might actually watch Game of Thrones, which I want to go into the main topic of today's episode.
Do you want to do House of the Dragon?
Well, just in general, I want to say, in our last episode that nobody will ever hear, we recorded, I think, in early August, so neither show had premiered yet. And we had anticipated The Rings of Power being awful.
I think from, at the time, though, I said I was a little...
Well, I think you were getting hopeful. Excited, yeah. But for 2 years that we knew this thing existed, we initially were like, they want to do a Game of Thrones. So it's going to crap all over Tolkien's legacy, yada, yada, yada. So we're anticipating that. Then it's, they're going to make it woke. And then we kept seeing pictures, and it just looked silly. It looked... didn't look like it cost $500 million, all this stuff. So going into it, I was not looking forward to it. I think maybe a few weeks out when we recorded, you were definitely more into it than I was, but I think we both said, like, oh yeah, we're kind of looking forward to it. Like, it took until 2 weeks before. It's like an election. Like, people don't really give a shit, and then, you know, 2 weeks before, it's, oh yeah, I'm voting for this person, and the polls change drastically. And then conversely, with House of the Dragon, you actually were looking forward to it, whereas I kept seeing tidbits about it, and I saw Matt Smith was in it, and I just could not care about it because the ending of Game of Thrones was so bad. And I love Game of Thrones. I read the first three books, watched the show, I've seen the show a bunch of times. I just was not looking forward to the new show. I was planning on watching it, but I was not excited for it. And then both shows came out, and I think our roles were reversed, kind of.
I think to some extent. I don't think I liked House of the Dragon.
Right. And I liked Rings of Power.
I think I liked House of the Dragon more than you liked Rings of Power.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm just resentful that of House of the Dragon because the two shows came out at the same time, they're being compared to each other. So yeah. I think if they came out at different times, it would have been a little more like I don't know. Had a loyalty.
Yeah, you've definitely taken the Rings of Power stuff personally.
Never mind. I won't give him credit. He's so wrong. I'm referring to Frank, but he's not here, so
we offered I tossed around the idea of having him on, and Chris vetoed it. So what do you want to talk about first? Rings of Power. Okay. So
I have a question. What do you mean I took it personally?
That I think you liked Rings of Power, and rather than just liking it, you were angry at people that didn't like it or nitpicked it.
Yes, but I'm more angry at people that... Because I'm contradicting what I said in the in our proto episode about, like, well, I about House of the Dragon, where, okay, Game of Thrones ended really terribly, and that shouldn't affect a prequel.
Right.
Because I really like the world, and I'm invested in it, and yada, yada, yada. But, then everyone watched House of the Dragon, and they just jumped on the bandwagon, like, in a New York minute, and I'm seeing things on social media, like, when a character dies, they're posting, like, tributes to this character. So you don't know this person.
Right, but
the person had three actors, okay? You don't know them. Like I get, okay, you did a tribute video to, like, a character in season 6 of Game of Thrones. You know them over the course of, like, years.
Right. I would say most people are dumb.
They are.
Because I liked House of the Dragon. Just seeing some of the social media stuff makes me laugh.
Right.
Because
it's the Eddie Munson effect from Stranger Things.
Right.
Anything
we did talk about that, yeah.
But it's like, I liked Eddie Munson, I like Stranger Things, but, like, calm down. Like they're like crying about it.
It's all,
like,
fake.
It's not real. It's not real. So yeah. So anyway, I think it was the total 180 that a lot of people made with the House of the Dragon that pissed me off. It was like, oh, they immediately gave it, like, all this credit, and it's like, let's see. And then they were, at the same time, they were just shitting on Rings of Power, and I thought it was, some things I think were warranted, because I didn't think Rings of Power was perfect at all. But I think I have lots to say.
Right. So do you want to introduce Rings of Power? Since you know the Tolkien mythos more than me. So we've both read The Silmarillion, but you've read it a few times. So I think you've retained more of it than I have.
So Rings of Power is set during the Second Age of Middle-earth. So, like, the events of The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings are the Third Age. Rings of Power is about the making of the rings.
It's basically the prologue to the prologue of Fellowship.
Right, right. So the prologue of Fellowship, I think, will be the finale of, roughly, the finale of this series. So that's where this series will end.
Yeah. And they said they have 4 or 5 seasons planned.
So it's about the making of the Rings of Power, so the 3 Elven Rings, the 7 Dwarven Rings, the 9 Men Rings, and then the 1 Ring. So that's kind of the premise of the show. So, and then the other major aspect of the show is the island of Numenor, which is where, like, Aragorn's ancestors are from, Isildur and Elendil. So they're all in it. And they made Galadriel the main character of this show, which I didn't inherently have an issue with, but Galadriel's the worst part of this show. I think she needs to go away.
Or they just need to make her better.
Yeah, but, well, they could make her better, but, I mean, they could make her better, but.
So there, how many storylines did they have in the show?
So they have the Harfoots, which are the proto-hobbits. Then you have Numenor. Then you have the dwarves, which I think they did the dwarves the best.
Yeah,
Out of any of the storylines, I think, ironically, because we were all laughing at the dwarves when the trailers came out, I think the dwarves, Khazad-dûm, all of that was done really well. I liked seeing the interactions between the Doran, the king, and his son. I liked seeing Elrond with the dwarves.
Then you also have the elven storyline. So Elrond,
right.
Gil-galad,
Celebrimbor. And I guess Galadriel to some extent,
yeah.
Towards the end.
And then you have the men storyline.
Right, so the Southlands.
Yeah.
Proto-Mordor.
Right. So that's... I can't remember for the life of me the elf's name.
Arondir?
Something like that.
Don Lemon?
Yeah, he looks like Don Lemon. I said he looked like Aeron,
well,
but Don Lemon's closer.
Erendir, I think. Bronwyn is the woman,
and then
her son.
Yeah, so her son finds a Morgul blade.
Not a Morgul blade yet. Because Morgul doesn't exist
right.
yet, Steve.
Well, it's the blade that
I have no idea what we're not told really what the sword is.
No, but the sword.
The sword clearly belonged to Sauron. That's
the sword unlocks the river, which then causes Mount Doom to erupt.
So, I don't know where I want to start with this whole thing. Overall, I can just tell you my
thoughts.
Why
don't you ask me questions about the show, since you were much more positive about it?
Yeah, but I want to give my positivity before you start slinging a...
Yeah, but can't you can counter my negativity.
Let me just say, I think that overall I like the show. Overall, I think this show...
I just liked it more than I liked.
Overall, I like this show. No, because there's things I really didn't like about the show. And I will wholeheartedly own that. But there's things I did like the show. I think it felt like Lord of the Rings. Everyone's complaining that it didn't feel like Lord of the Rings. I'm like, if you stretched out Lord of the Rings as a show... I mean, one thing people complain about Lord of the Rings with is that it's long and it's boring. And it's like, well, that's kind of what this is, but that's also kind of what Tolkien is. Like, you go for chapters where you're just describing, like, the topography of Middle-earth. Like, it's totally different than Game of Thrones.
Right.
Where Game of Thrones is not, like, they might look similar on a surface level.
All
but,
fantasy kind of stuff.
Right, right. They
Vulcan.
All have a medieval feel, but, like, they're not the same.
Mm-hmm.
Game of Thrones is Sopranos in medieval times with dragons.
It's a little more serious than Sopranos.
Well, they're not Italian, so it lends itself to that. But and then Lord of the Rings is high fantasy. So, like, you're just not going to get the same, I think, relatability that, you know, you might get with a show like Game of Thrones, but... That's not really why I'm watching it. I generally was positive about the show. There were things I didn't like. But overall, I thought they did a good job. So, what did you have to say, Steve?
Well, I was going to say, you can ask me questions about
okay,
it.
What was your... What did you like most about Rings of Power?
So, I did... I really liked the whole ending with Halbrand and Galadriel. Like, the big reveal is that Halbrand is Sauron. So I did really like that. I think it's halfway through the show, there's a battle episode where the Numenoreans come to the Southlands and they fight the orcs, and I think it's Adar. He's the head of the orcs, and he has this talk with Galadriel where he's basically like a proto-orc, so he's not an elf, but he used to be an elf, so he's the in-between
right.
The elves and orcs. I love that whole scene. And I like some of the Doran stuff, I like some of the Harfoot stuff, but overall, I don't know. I will totally admit, I think it's because the Game of Thrones show was going on at the same time that I was just never in the mood to watch Rings of Power.
See, whereas, like, I was, like once an episode aired, I was immediately, like, I can't wait to, like, I need to see what
right.
the next episode. Whereas After the Dragon, again, I really liked it, but I was never, like, itching for Sunday to
right.
know what happened.
I don't think I was itching for Sunday.
But I was itching for Friday.
All right, see, I wasn't.
And now I'm like...
I am
now
sad
my Fridays
both...
and my Sundays are...
I am sad both shows are over.
Lesser, but...
So well, before this, we just watched the ending of Rings of Power. Because I wanted to watch
Steve already spoiled it, but... I mean, if you're watching this episode, you know,
listen
grow up.
Episode.
So, what?
Listening to the episode.
What did I say?
This is a podcast.
What did
watch.
I say? Fuck off, Steve. So if you're listening to the episode, you've already... I'd imagine you have some knowledge of the show, so if it was spoiled for you, grow up. Halbrand is Sauron, so... And I guess most people felt... That was kind of obvious, at least At least by around halfway through.
See, there was an episode early on. It was the second or third episode where he beats up a bunch of people. Like he basically gets mugged in Numenor.
Right.
And he all of a sudden knows martial arts.
Let's see, not Jackie Chan.
He dodged punches and was
he handled himself.
He seemed otherworldly.
I didn't think a god was
when that episode happened. When that scene happened, I said, "I bet he's Sauron." That was early on, and then the show kept going, and it's like, well, I guess he might be Sauron, but he might not be, because they definitely laid it on thick that he was this king of the Southlands or something, which the big reveal is that's all Galadriel basically gaslighting herself.
Well, I mean, also the big reveal was the Mordor reveal party. If you couldn't have figured out the land where the giant volcano is spewing magma 24/7 isn't Mordor. I don't, like, what?
Yeah, I think the show, it tried to follow Tolkien closely.
Not
in terms of exactly chronology, but it followed his tone. Like, the Harfoots definitely felt like a creation of him.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you've said this, and I'm sure you want to say more about this, but it wound up not being woke.
Right, that's what I want to say. It wasn't woke garbage.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't... It wasn't vulgar, like Game of Thrones, and overly violent and sexual. Like, these were all things that everyone was afraid. They're like, it's going to be sexual, it's going to be overly violent, and it's going to be woke. And I didn't find it was any of them.
Yeah.
It had other issues, but I didn't think it was that. Which, I think, had it been that, I would have totally wrote it off.
Right.
The casting, what did you think of the casting?
I thought the casting was mostly fine. I thought some of the characters were forgettable, and that's not the actor's fault. That's just the writing. Like, Arendir, the elf.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really have a personality.
But granted,
those characters didn't really have a personality.
But to push back,
right.
Legolas has no personality.
Right.
Like, he has as much personality as Orlando Bloom, which in Lord of the Rings, which I was never a huge Legolas fan in terms of Lord of the Rings, so...
I guess Legolas has the relationship with Gimli, and that's kind of what makes him an enjoyable character.
Right, but he's not an interesting character.
No. Right. And I would say that Legolas sliding down the trunk of the Muwakil is absurd.
Right.
When I was 12 or 11, whenever I saw it, I was giddy. But every time I rewatch it, it's silly.
I was a much more advanced 12-year-old because when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's a bit much. You know what? I don't remember his name. You know what Don Lemon or Arondir Elf didn't do was slide down a trunk.
He did not. No, I don't think really anything was that absurd.
No.
Our friend would tell us that the volcano exploding due to the river.
My volcano is about to explode. So, our friend Frank, me and Frank had...
Frank and I.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to open your throat, and I'm going to kill you. Me and Frank, as I said before, I was rudely interrupted by Captain Grammar, had about an hour-long text argument after, I think it was episode 6, was the battle episode where Mount Doom finally erupts.
Was this because I was involved in a text message between you two.
No, that was way after
and I
it.
Just... ignored it entirely because that was my attitude towards the show. Frank hated it, you liked it, and I was just like, so
well,
I didn't
that was
engage.
Also after the fact, so me and Frank were like going at it for an hour via text. I also hate texting, and it was like just the fact that I was texting an argument was enraging me more, and Frank's opinions were pissing me off. Anyway, his whole MO at the end was that the thermal ash clouds of Mount Doom should have, you know, obliterated all of them. I'm like, You missed it. Sorry, Frank, but, you know, I said, given that, as I said to Frank, given that logic, you know, everyone in Mordor in Lord of the Rings should have been dead because there's a volcano spewing poisonous fumes 24/7. So, yeah. However, my biggest issue with Mount Doom erupting was that it wasn't magical. I wanted Mount Doom to erupt because Sauron did some kind of black magic. I did not like the fact that
But it was kind of magical.
No, it wasn't.
The sword was magical.
No, the sword was a fucking key. If I threw a 2x4 into whatever that was, and it, I'm pretty sure that if I turned it, it would break the levees and send the river down to the mountain. I think. But I wanted Sauron to erupt Mount Doom like from black magic. That's what I would have wanted. Yeah. But I overlook certain things because I still like the visual of Mount Doom erupting. Frank also didn't like the visuals. He was like, "Oh, the CGI is terrible." He's incorrect, actually. Wait till he hears this.
Just lower your voice a little.
Why? Because your neighbor?
Yeah.
Well, your neighbor's going to have to hear some cold, hard facts because I'm not done. If he wants to chat about Rings of Power, he can come up and say it to my face.
Diana's just laughing.
What else? The rum is starting to set in, too, yeah, so...
It's slowing my mind.
It's priming me. I'm getting angry as I'm thinking about my hour-long rant with Frank. Anyway, what else did you want to hit about Rings of Power? Because I have a few things, but you can go first.
Hold on,
I'm going to let you finish, because what I have to say is more important. So, the very opening of Rings of Power... They essentially did a... So how Fellowship opens with the prologue of the Battle of the Last Alliance. The Rings of Power show basically did a prologue of the First Age, which is the Silmarillion. Ah!
So they showed
Valinor, they showed the two trees, and then they mentioned our Lord and Savior, Morgoth. And they showed like the trees dying, and then they had his visage come out like in smoke over the dead trees, and it's the first on screen depiction of Morgoth ever.
I'd have to check that, but as far as I know
it's the first iteration of him on screen ever, and it was something to behold.
It's interesting.
It was a spiritual experience. Wait, but then they also showed a little snapshot of the War of Wrath, which is the end of the First Age, where like the eagles were getting their shit pushed in by fell beasts and stuff. I was very much there for that. Okay, and now I'll let you speak.
I was gonna say it's interesting because Amazon has the rights to Lord of the Rings and the appendices. They don't have the rights to the Silmarillion, so...
But I think that's changed.
Has it changed?
I want to say it changed, like, very recently.
So maybe future seasons will have more stuff?
Yeah, because I think one of the kids sold... I don't know. I don't entirely know, but...
Because it seems like they're...
But the thing is,
they were still depicting
lot...
stuff in the Silmarillion because they're all mentioned in the appendices.
Well, that's also...
It's kind of like...
But the Akalabeth, which is the downfall of Numenor, is in the book, the Silmarillion.
Right.
Now, I don't know if they're limiting the rights to the book or to the Quintasilmarillion, which is, like, the First Age piece. I don't know. But,
Well, so that... The show, in a departure from Tolkien, is that they've truncated the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the Tolkien tone. They have his... You know, they have his themes, but his actual chronology of the events, you know, should be over, like, 2,000 years, and it's all over, like, 3 weeks.
Right.
Which is... So, my issue with the show is some of the characters were just underwritten, it was kind of stretched out. A lot of the show was based around the mystery of who's Sauron, like, where's Sauron. So you're like, well, I don't really care about this stuff. I want to know the answer to that question. And the other mystery is, who's the mysterious man who crashed into the Harfoots, which winds up being one of the Ishtar, the wizards. So he's
99% Gandalf.
Yeah, because he quotes Gandalf from Lord of the Rings.
I'm still holding out that he might be Saruman or a blue wizard.
I think Saruman would make more sense, right?
Canonically, I mean, there's a whole issue with the timeline of when the wizards are coming. Right, it should be the
second age.
It should be the third age if they're the wizards, but...
Oh, right,
But whatever.
That is the second age.
And then they also don't come via meteor, they come via boat, and they don't need to relearn English, but... Whatever. But, canonically at least, Saruman is supposed to go east. He's supposed to go east, I think, with the Blue Wizards. And then he returns and they don't. So there's kind of implication that did he kill the Blue Wizards? Like, what happened with that? I think it would be cool if it wasn't Gandalf. Like, he clearly quotes Gandalf at the very end, but who knows, maybe that's a line Saruman told Gandalf. And
right.
It's like... Hey, Gandalf, remember, when in doubt, always use your nose. Like,
right.
I mean, we could have that line come out in future seasons. But at the moment, he's clearly Gandalf, so.
Yeah.
And until I'm told otherwise, that's where it's pointed.
I think my interest was not as... Because I still liked it, and I'm in a... Like, I want to reread The Silmarillion.
It put me in a Middle-earth mood. Like,
the show didn't upset me. It just didn't leave a lasting effect. Yeah, because all the episodes were long, which I appreciate, because the Star Wars episodes are all, like, a half hour. They fluctuate in time every week. The Game of Thrones episodes... The House of the Dragon episodes were about an hour, but I remember, you know, we kept feeling, you know, like... Game of Thrones was teasing us that they'd only have like 50-minute episodes, 45-minute episodes. So, all right, so The Rings of Power, every episode was 70-something minutes. It's just, the middle episodes kind of just dragged. And it's like all my questions weren't answered until the very end of the last episode. I don't go into Lord of the Rings thinking, oh, I want a mystery.
But again, Lord of the Rings is a movie. Had you drawn it out into a show, you'd kind of have to take, I don't know, like, again, some of these changes I don't mind. Like, like, sure, they could have told us how Brand, they could have, if they really wanted to do it differently, they could have called Hal Brand Annatar, and everyone that knows the books would have known exactly who that was.
Right.
Like, a YouTube video I watched was, like, we knew Hal Brand was Sauron from the get-go, and they should have just named him Annatar because it would have fooled everyone that didn't read the book, and then everyone that knew that name would have known it.
But then it would have there would be a million pieces on the internet.
Exactly.
Like,
so,
oh, Annatar is Sauron if you read The Silmarillion!
Right, so... Again, I don't mind that. I can go through things I don't like about the show. So, Galadriel's awful. She needs to either radically change or not be the main character.
Or die.
Well, she can't die, unlike her husband, who's apparently dead. But, whatever.
Clearly not dead.
Or he's dead and he comes back. These elves can reincarnate, so they might do that.
Can they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Glorfindel came back.
When?
My God, it's like I'm talking with a kindergartner. Like,
when did he come back? So the Glorfindel, who's in Fellowship, is reincarnated?
Yeah, Glorfindel dies in the First Age fighting a Balrog.
So then when the elves die, they're not actually dead.
I don't know the exact process of this samsara, but... I don't know if they have a choice to come back or not, but whatever. He's like the big example of an elf that he was in the First Age, and then he dies, and then he comes back.
Is that just Tolkien not checking his work? Like, is this a slip-up?
Of Glorfindel?
Yeah.
Some people think that. They think that maybe... Is it the same Glorfindel? Is it a different one? But that's a thing, though, that elves can come back.
Oh.
Yeah, let's wake up, Steve.
All right.
Frank and I, me and Frank, yeah. Well, get your facts straight, Captain Grammar.
This has literally nothing to do with grammar.
I know, but I'm saying you're nitpicking things that are lesser when you don't, you don't have a handle on the big things. So, let's saddle up, buddy. Anyway.
Overall.
Anyway, I'm not done.
I wanted
to say what I didn't like about the show.
Okay.
So, it seems semi unbiased. So I didn't like Galadriel. I think Gandalf, I'll just call him that, should have started speaking from episode 2 or 3 on.
Right.
Like, I don't know why we had to teach him how to speak for, like, 8 episodes. That pissed me off. Overall, I like the Hobbits, but they were fine. Numenor left, I don't know, something to be desired about it. Like,
Numenor just felt like a...
You said it felt like a set.
It felt like an unused set from HBO's Rome.
Yeah, Numenor could have been a little more impressive.
It wasn't populated, so, like, the big rally scene, which our friend Lou was like, oh, the MAGA rally.
The MAGA rally in Numenor. The elves had, taking our germs.
Had, like, 30 people.
Yeah. No, I think...
It felt sparse.
Yeah, I agree.
It just felt like BBC production. Yeah, like, a play. It didn't feel like a lived-in world.
Yeah, it could. I think Numenor could have been a tad more impressive.
I think my overall issue is that for 2 years it was this is the most expensive show ever made, and then I watched it and
it doesn't look like it.
I mean, it looks fine, but Game of Thrones looks.
I was gonna
fine.
Say no. I was gonna say Game of Thrones. If you compare how Game of Thrones looks,
like House of the Dragon.
Game of Thrones. Not House of the Dragon. Game of Thrones. How Game of Thrones look compared to this. Game of Thrones looks like it costs $500 million.
Right.
Like this, I don't know where they put their money, but it wasn't in some of the. I don't know. Like, there are a few scenes I'm like, really? Like, you had all the money in the world to spend on this, and it looks like that. But another thing I liked, and this was like the first half of the show, but. I liked seeing Mordor become Mordor.
Mm-hmm.
I liked seeing, you know, the Southlands, as in, like, you know, a place that people actually lived, and, like, the trees coming down, and this and that. I like that. I think possibly done better than the dwarves were the orcs.
Yeah, the orcs, especially after seeing the Hobbit.
Exactly. Especially after the Hobbit, the orcs were... Perfect. I would say the orcs are perfect.
The orcs were like the orcs from the Fellowship prologue.
Yeah, they were
terrifying.
Right. I thought they were scary. They were good. That's all I have to say about that.
I was gonna say, I'm excited for the next season, which I wasn't willing to say that, you know, halfway through the season. But after watching the last episode, I definitely want to see more.
Are you lying?
I am not. So, moving on now to the other show, House of the Dragon. I really liked House of the Dragon.
As did I.
I know. It's just, week to week, I cared more about House of the Dragon than Rings of Power. My wife, Diana, also got... really into House of the Dragon. She had watched, I think, the first season of Game of Thrones, maybe a little more, but I was kind of like, oh, like, you'll probably like this show. I don't know, it might be kind of violent, you know, like, definitely TVMA, but it might be interesting. And then by the end, she really loved it. She probably liked it more than I did.
Can I just ask a question? Yeah. What is with House of the Dragon and horrific birth scenes? There's three. And that I remember. There was like three
I don't know.
Horrible, like,
I don't know.
Should be shown in sex ed birth scenes.
I don't know if that's the show being political, like trying to, you know, birth is terrible, women might die, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, I didn't think of that, but okay.
Like, I think that might be why they went overly horrific.
Like, three times? Like, the finale, last episode, I'm like, we're doing this again?
No, but the finale, she literally pulls the miscarriage out of her. On yeah. screen. So, yes, very different from Rings of Power. Thank
she
God
like
Rings of
was,
Power is not like that.
She looked like she was passing a kidney stone.
So, House of the Dragon, now that we've talked about the most horrific stuff... takes place like it starts out 172 years before Game of Thrones. So it's about 100 years, 75 years into the Targaryens controlling Westeros.
How many years is it? Into their reign?
Into their reign, about 100. I think it's.
Oh, it's only
less.
100?
Because I think Aegon the Conqueror to Daenerys is like 300 years. So if this is about 170 years before, it's like 100 years.
Okay.
Whatever the timeline. So it's based on Fire and Blood, which is George R. R. Martin came out with the first volume of a 2-volume history of the Targaryens written in world. Like it's supposedly written by one of the Grand Maesters. So when you read it, it reads like a historian from Westeros talking about this. Of course, George Martin came out with this without having written the new Game of Thrones book. The new Song of Ice and Fire, Winds of Winter. He instead wrote 500 pages on the Targaryens, and it's only half the story. But anyway, the House of the Dragon takes, like, 6 chapters from that book. Like, the last, maybe, third of the book. And I think the show only covered, like, the first chapter.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so the whole series is going to be 6 chapters?
I don't know if it's... It's like 4 or 5. I don't know the exact number, but I... Because I was reading it. But again, I read like 50 pages.
Do you have it?
No, I brought it back to the library. Mm. I read the first like 50 pages, and the story doesn't start till like 300 pages in. So...
It starts with Aegon?
Because the first chapter is... It's like the question of succession or something, and then the next chapter is the greens and the blacks, and then they're... So I think we're in the first 2 chapters with season 1. So King Viserys he's basically appointed king. He's elected king because they didn't want to give Rhaenys, is that her name?
Yeah, Rhaenys.
Rhaenys, because she's a woman, they didn't want to make her queen, so they gave it to her cousin. So then he has a daughter. The first episode has one of the horrific birth scenes where his wife dies in childbirth and the son dies. So then he appoints his daughter, Rhaenyra, to be his heir, which is, you know, breaking all these taboos. So all of Westeros swears loyalty to her. And then the rest of the show is he marries her friend, and then they have sons. And then the question for, you know, 5 or 6 episodes is, oh, is her friend going to turn on her because now her son is not in the line of succession. The issue with House of the Dragon is that it jumps through time. So Game of Thrones followed many characters over many locations, but did it very methodically up until the last 2 terrible seasons. Whereas this sped through time. So the first 5 episodes...
And I think it's been through time well.
It did it well. It's just
a casualty of what it is. Like, you can't speed through time and then also be connected to the same characters.
Right, because they're
different actors.
They recast some actors multiple times, but then kept some actors. So it was just a little perplexing. Like, it wasn't confusing. You can understand what's going on. It was just, you know, you're watching and you're wondering, why did they choose to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is the king the same actor? He's aged 20 years. By the, you know, episode 7, it's been 20 years, and he's, like, the Crypt Keeper. Whereas his brother is played by Matt Smith the entire time. Like, Matt Smith, he looks the same age the entire time. The king's daughter, Rhaenyra, she's the actress is probably 25 or something, but she's playing like a teenager early on, and then she's clearly in her 20s by the time like her storyline ends, and then it skips ahead 10 years, so now the actress, the character of Rhaenyra, is in her 30s, and it's a different actress, and then that story moves along at least 10 years, and it's still the same actress. So it's just like you're taken out of the world because you're trying to follow who's who, and all their kids age, you know, the choice of actors is strange, where some actors, you know, the 12-year-old and the 10-year-old, when they're recast, the 10-year-old is now, you know, 20, and he looks like he's 30, whereas the older brother looks like he's 20.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a strange mix of casting. That's really the only issue I had with the show. I was engaged every week.
My one... I want to say... I guess it is an issue. Is that they allude to the Song of Ice and Fire and the prophecy of the king that was... the prince that was promised. Like, all the Night King stuff from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, so they're referencing the last season of Game of Thrones.
Right, and it's like...
Which was a letdown.
I don't know... Right, I don't know quite know why they're referencing it when it was so bad.
I guess if they're going off from the book, it might be from the book.
No, it might be, but... But it's...
Right, it's like taking
it's
everyone
a little
out of the
jarring
world and remember,
because it's
and,
like, oh,
they're
right.
Making you remember the terrible stuff.
Yeah, it would... Yeah, I mean, I think they did the time jumps well. And made you care about the characters.
I think they explained it well enough.
No,
I was
I agree.
Totally
I think they did.
It's just the change in actors and then some of the names.
The names are confusing. I don't really know half their names. I really do like, as everyone does, Daemon, Matt Smith.
I really like Viserys, the king.
I liked him. I liked older Rhaenyra.
Yeah.
I mean, younger Rhaenyra was fine. I just called her Boost Mobile Daenerys, but I wasn't a fan of her. But Otto Hightower, I guess he's kind of the Tywin / Stannis of the show.
Yeah.
He's a little nicer than both of them, but...
Right, but I actively disliked him.
Oh,
like he's clearly positioned to
hold
be.
Hold on, I think I was a Lannister fan. I was Team Cersei.
Yeah.
I think the show could have ended at season 6, Game of Thrones. But this show, the Greens versus the Blacks, the Greens are, I hate them. Like
right.
Like Aemond, I can't stand him. Like. Ugh, he's such an unlikable character, and I like Joffrey.
And I mean, technically, they have...
I enjoyed Joffrey.
Well, technically, they have the claim to the throne, because Rhaenyra's sons are all bastards, which is their
but
argument.
But they're not on the throne. Rhaenyra is
right.
The claim to the throne.
Right.
Forget her kids.
Right.
They can... Realistically, her kids could fight that out.
Right, like
Rhaenyra
she should be queen.
Is the
she,
heir to the throne.
She should be queen, and then
I
it should pass over.
So
to
so in House Black camp.
Yeah.
Like zero. I can't fucking stand.
Yeah, we drank
that.
Our House of Targaryen wine yesterday.
We did. I cannot stand Allison's children. I don't like her either, but I hate her children.
Yeah. Yeah, and then yesterday's episode ended with the middle child who's become, like, the man of the family, Aemon Targaryen, who has one eye.
He stole
the dragon of
who
his
stole,
aunt
like, the
or something.
The 18-wheeler of a dragon.
It just annihilated the puppy of, dragon of
yeah,
the other
it,
kid.
Yeah, it was like a... I'm trying to think of a dog that... It's like a dire wolf going up against like a Yorkie. It's like, yeah, right. This isn't a competition.
And I think the dragons. You said early on that you didn't really so like the dragon.
I thought this... Okay, I have a lot to say about
And I thought yesterday, the finale, the dragon looked really
cool. I thought the CGI of the dragons was... of the whole show was clearly lesser than Game of Thrones. I will sing the praises of Game of Thrones dragons, The Cows Come Home. I think those dragons looked amazing. They looked so real. Like, I could have went to a zoo and looked at Drogon.
Yeah.
I thought clearly there was a drop in budget for this show. It depends on the dragon. Like, sometimes they look better than others, sometimes they look worse. It really depended on which episode it was. But overall, like, it was... like, it's not a big gripe I have, but they were fine.
So, apparently this season, a lot of it was filmed like they filmed The Mandalorian, which is where, like, it's a new form of green screen,
mm-hmm.
where
right.
they have, like, it's basically the CGI background
like,
is projected.
Like, what's actually going on.
Right, it's, like, projected behind them, so you're actually filming it live. It's just the background is fake. But it's not added after it's filmed. It's, like, occurring on screen at the same time. So I saw a behind-the-scenes clip of... was it Jason? Jaceris?
Which one? The one that died?
The one that died, yeah.
It's Luke.
Oh, Luke.
Luceris.
Right. I see, the kids' names just... it's like the young one, the middle one.
The strong.
Yeah.
I like the two kids. That's why it's like, I don't care that they're bastards. Like, I like them.
I don't really care that he's dead. Like, I'm not attached to really any of the characters. I just like the show.
Right, I'm not attached to him, but I liked him. Like,
yeah.
Like, he has a jerk off of a cousin that's right. like wants to take his eye out, and it's like the Aemon Targaryen who has the eye out. Like, he deserved to have his eye cut out. Like, he was gonna kill like the little girls. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's a complete jerk off.
He's little Malfoy.
Yeah, times like 1,000, and it's like. I don't know how anyone likes this guy. By the way, then on the flip side of that, on social media, I see people posting like pictures of the actor who plays Aemon, like,
right.
not from the show, but like his
In
real
general.
Picture, and you're like, hate the character, love the actor. It's like. Okay.
Our society is
like
stupid.
I I'm not.
Our society is cratering.
Like,
we have no future. Everyone's intellect
like,
is less than a first grader.
It's like, I get it. The
boomers to zoomers. On
whatever that. His name is, isn't cutting the other kid's eye out in IRL. Like. You can calm down. I'm not going to send the man death threats. So chill. Like, I don't get it. But whatever. I'm telling you, it's the Eddie Munson... I'm going to call it that. It's
the
Eddie Munson effect.
Yeah.
The man in, like, the Midwest created crop rotations out of Eddie Munson.
Have you held vigil for Eddie Munson?
No.
I didn't think about him... For 2 months until you just mentioned his name today. It's like, I was like, Eddie Munson? Is that Eddie Munster? Like
the little kid. Well, honestly, I wouldn't have either had he not been, like, a huge thing. Like, the irony of it is, all the people that are... have vulgar want to be. All the people that are...
infatuated.
Infatuated with Eddie Munson. Thank you. as you know what I want to say.
All the people that were infatuated with
Eddie Munson would have bullied Eddie Munson in high school. Like, these would not have been...
sports-loving assholes.
Right, these sports-loving... I have other things to say. These sports-loving jerks would have not liked who that kid was in high school. And they're all like, he was... like, fuck off. Like... just check yourself. I'm done. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm done.
I think I'm done. I was going to say that I saw a clip of the actor who played Luke from House of the Dragon. Like, he was riding, like, a fake dragon While the clouds were on like a screen behind him.
Did he get chomped?
Well, I didn't see that, but they were like spraying water on his face and he was like rocking back and forth. It was like a mechanical bull.
Well, that was one, I guess, from the finale episode, was that, which kind of makes sense, that the dragons are not, the dragons are independent. Luke's dragon made the very poor decision of breathing fire at the semi.
We described it as a semi-truck run by AI that has a flamethrower.
Right. And
the driver can only do so much.
Right. So he decides to like light a little Bic lighter in this face of a monster. And then the other dragon's like, nah.
Nah.
And he's like, I'm gonna teach him a lesson. So, yeah, I kind of like that the dragons themselves have some, as the cool kids now say, agency. Dragons have agency. I still, my favorite dragon ever on screen, and I don't think it'll ever get undone.
It's clearly Smaug.
Oh, ew. Is Drogon from Game of Thrones. He's... All of Daenerys' dragons look so amazing.
You don't like the giant dragons from House of the Dragon?
He's not as cool looking as Drogon.
What about the one from the last episode where Daemon goes into the
belly? I haven't seen him. Like he's confined. I need to see him in action. Drogon was a specimen of a dragon. Like, he was perfect. He was the right color. He was black. And, like, red, and he was the biggest, but he wasn't too big. I love Drogon. If I could buy Drogon, I would. Like, Dohaeris. Dohaeris. No. The dragons in Game of Thrones are amazing. I want a dragon.
I can tell. You have to download the app.
No, I'm gonna get a Dodge Challenger and I'm gonna call a Drogon. I'm gonna pretend he's a dragon.
He's a dragon.
Maybe I should equip it with a flamethrower. Could you imagine? Honestly, you imagine, yes, that on the news, of a Dodge Challenger with a flamethrower, and it's like psychos on Route 21 leaving QXD. He's burning other cars in front of him. Man's insane. I could imagine.
Yeah, I don't have much else to say about House of the Dragon. I thought one of the episodes, episode 7 or 8, had the dinner scene.
Oh, the best Thanksgiving ever.
Yeah, that was...
Which was also done in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It's basically that
scene. It's the same scene.
Yeah. Yeah, I am thoroughly excited for season 2 of House of the Dragon, and I am interested in season 2 of Rings of Power.
I'd say I'm thoroughly excited for both. And to go above both shows, I would say I like that I have fantasy content.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm inherently into fantasy more than sci-fi, so I like having that out there for me.
You'd rather watch those two shows than sci-fi C-SPAN.
Correct. I'd rather watch those shows than actual C-SPAN, but yeah. I like you, but...
I'd rather watch those shows than C-SPAN. I don't watch C-SPAN in my spare time. Well, I guess I do.
I guess you do, because...
But it's usually when something important is happening.
Required viewing.
But I would much rather watch a drama fantasy show than C-SPAN.
I should hope so.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I like that fantasy has its place. I'm gonna have to rethink my house loyalties after House of the Dragon. I'm not rethinking it yet.
Because you're target. You're a Lannister.
You want to be Targaryen. But like, I love dragons.
I still think you're. Well, all right. If you love dragons, then
I. The problem. You could with be a Valyrian. The problem with the Targaryens in Game of Thrones was the only one we knew was Daenerys. Like Viserys, her brother, died right. off what halfway through season one.
Yeah.
Like, she was the only Targaryen out there. Like, I hated Daenerys. I loved her dragons. I would have stole her dragons, but... We're my dragons! That's all I heard in season two. But, yeah. I'm done.
Yeah, I have nothing else to say. I don't think we have a... We don't know what our next episode will be.
No,
it might be a Star Wars one, but probably not.
Won't be. Because there's always new Star Wars content coming out.
It needs to stop. It really does.
The mouse needs to be stopped. Anyway. Well, thank you for listening to episode 17 of Ruminations. I'm Chris here with Stephanus.
Yeah, and I'll get this edited.
Be quiet, Steve. I will edit this podcast at some point and also edit the image that goes with it because Steve does nothing. And yeah, so thank you for listening.
All right, we'll see you later.